Oh, yeah.
Hold on, Cam. You said that your dick shows up when you go in the gym. You go hard.
So Cammy has been in the Muay Thai game, in the MMA game, right?
Muay Thai and, yeah, like, hit classes. So
that's why Cammy's fucking yoked right now.
Feeling good. Got a good pump on.
Yeah.
Losing a pump someplace else. After the workout. You guys ever work out really hard and then, like, your dick shrivels up a little bit?
Is it because the blood is going everywhere else? But you're
probably that's why. It happens to me when I run.
Yeah, me
for
either.
For sure. Like, when...
It's not just... It's not because it's like cold outside. It's just because it's just the
when
blood.
When I run, it like shrivels up for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need the vasculature elsewhere.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It is.
And how do you guys like repump it? And like how you guys do you like leave it?
I take a hot shower.
Yeah.
Usually does the trick.
Mm.
Yeah. How about if you have to pee? Like.
Wait. What do you mean?
Do you like stretch it out?
No.
Is it that shriveled?
No. It's not like that.
It doesn't turn into an itty, but
it does lose some girth.
Because using the bathroom while running is like a big, big thing, and it's like the worst thing ever.
Yeah,
it's like the worst part of running.
Yo, guys, I have a question for you guys.
Sure.
Okay. You guys know the song "It's Electric," right?
Like the
it's electric.
The electric slide.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
All right. Can you pull it up real quick? All right. I got a question. Do you guys know what the meaning of that song is?
I'm afraid no.
No.
You don't know what the meaning of the song is?
No. I didn't think there was one.
So.
Wait, is it like one of those things if we play attention to the lyrics, we're going to like.
Yeah, I want you to put the first few bars here. And it like, when I play a song, I'm feeling weirded out now.
Wait, is it about like STDs?
No, just listen to it.
Can mean anything.
Is it cocaine?
Okay, now stop it. So they're saying that song is about a vibrator.
No.
Now listen to the words.
When did this drop? In the
80s? In the 80s. Now listen to the words. They had vibrators.
I wouldn't know. I really
They have vibrators. Now listen to... It's electric.
Was this like the commercial song? Was this the jingle for vibrator in the
80s? They're saying this. It's going viral on the internet. You can feel it. It's electric. Boogie, boogie, boogie. You can ride us or shit like that. Yo, listen. Guys, pull up the lyrics and just think about that shit. Now, like, who decided to do a line dance to that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, what is the history of the electric? Actually, let's look it up.
Dude.
I always forget I have a $2,000 computer in my
supercomputer. Yo, fingertips.
I was shocked. No pun intended.
It's electric. Dude, I wouldn't have even thought that it was. I thought it was literally just like line dance song. Like,
I'm going to take you on a party ride. Now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, yo, this song is dirty. I can teach you.
There was definitely a commercial that got scrapped in the 80s.
The
that
electric
had this as a jingle.
Slide. It's electric. She's sliding it in, I guess.
Everything I can read about it has nothing. Nothing.
Dude,
mentions.
This is what's going on the internet. If it's not, if it's on the internet, so it's true.
Oh.
What is she saying?
Hold on. So the headline is the story and the true meaning of the electric slide song. Fuck. Spanish show for autograph. I fucking hate. Okay, hold on. Sorry, we're doing this in real time. The meaning of the lyrics. Okay. some years ago, there was some buzz related to the song lyrics because a false rumor started to spread. The theories was that the song was about a vibrator, but it's simply not true.
It's not true.
Debunking. Both Martha Griffith and Bunny Wailer, I guess the writers, singers of the song.
They confirmed it.
Confirmed that the song has nothing to do with vibrators, especially given that the original author of the song was a male. Fucking fingers. The song is about good vibrations and the joy of life. To me, those are the same thing.
Well, my story is it's about a vibrator and I'm sticking to it.
You can't see it.
It's a vibrator.
You can't see it. It's electric. You know what I'm saying? But this is going viral online, so I was on TikTok and I saw that. But I was shocked.
Don't believe everything you see on the internet, kids.
Nah, man.
That's the thing about TikTok is like, there'll just be some random person. Honestly, sometimes it could be us.
Yeah.
And we're just talking about random shit out of context.
Viral.
You know what I mean? And then people start like making fun of me and shit. It hurts my feelings. You're so mean on the internet.
I know.
It's a terrible place.
It's a horrible place. but what's been crazy on the internet is, have you been hearing about the Offset stuff?
I heard that something about a chick. I heard that there's a clip in that little stream when he was with Kai Cenat.
Yeah.
And then
there
was some girl in the background talking about let's go to the bathroom.
Offset was not Offset. Offset was indeed Onset.
I didn't see that.
Oh, you didn't see that?
I know. I just know they had a sleepover. Dude, he's been pretty active.
So Offset, excuse me.
Jesus.
Offset, one third of the Migos, RIP Takeoff. Has just been crazy in the media lately.
Yeah.
Been doing a lot. I don't know if it's like, I don't know if I consider it press.
It might be a rollout because
dropping some records and he's just crazy in the press. But what's interesting is the kind of media he's doing.
Yeah.
It's very youthful. It's very wholesome in a lot
it
of
is.
Sense. Specifically with the Kai Cenat. Is that how you say his name?
Kai Cenat.
Well, he's the leader of the new school right
now.
Yeah,
yeah. He makes so much money off streaming.
He's the number one guy.
Like, he's all over the place. And they did like a 24-hour sleepover or something, and they streamed all of it.
Yeah, they streamed 24 hours.
And they're just doing all kinds of. Honestly, really awesome.
His PS5. Like, they were playing video games.
They were like dancing and singing.
I felt like being there.
Bro, they slept like on the floor with blow up mattresses.
And then
a chef came in at like 6 a.m. was cooking a breakfast.
Yeah, like, and it was interesting because the Migos in general, I mean, I think Quavo's the most. Like flamboyant, I guess, or like most like active or most outspoken.
He dances.
Or whatever. Offset has always been really quiet.
Yep.
I mean, one would argue, you know, who's the best Migos or the most talented Migos or whatever. But Offset, you know, does his thing, is a great contributor to the group or was a great contributor to the group, does a lot of solo stuff, has done some acting, has some acting credits. And and it was very interesting to see him in that light.
Well, that first started at one point, like a old school video of him came out of him like dancing. You remember that? And he was young.
Oh, when he was young, like, yeah.
After that, I think he just kind of like was like, you know, I'm just going to live in my truth. Because, you know, being in the Migos is going to be this tough guy persona. You're the gangster, not supposed to dance. But dude, he's a good dancer.
Yeah. And the video of him dancing to. It was like when the homies came through, that shit was so fucking funny. And honestly, it made me smile.
So
like, it was really funny.
So he's been doing that. He did that interview with Bobby.
Yeah, girl, Bobby.
Dude,
I don't fuck with that chick anymore, bro.
She's a little weird.
I think her whole. So, and this is Bobby Altoff. I don't know how to pronounce it. She's like interviewed Yachty. She's interviewed Mark Cuban, Drake. Shaq. She's just interviewed like insane guests.
It's like a satire interview.
Yeah,
essentially.
And basically she like purposely like is like rude and standoffish and like can't hold a conversation.
But I'm
very like off of that. I'm so over it.
Well, that Drake interview got taken down.
Yeah.
You know the rumor. What the rumor was?
Well, everyone's saying that they fucked and shit, but that's definitely not true.
Well,
that's definitely not true.
Drake kind of they're saying Drake was this meticulous, and I believe it. So on purpose, Drake. You know when he put on the Tyga song,
Rack City,
and when you do that, after a while on a stream or on a video, you got to get that shit permission.
You got to get it cleared.
So they're saying that he did that on purpose. To get it pulled. So later on it can get pulled.
That's a legitimate conspiracy. Or
yeah.
Whatever.
No, yeah, I mean.
But
it
he
is.
Still has the interview on his page. Like the clip.
He has the clip.
Oh, he does. They still live on his page.
That's why I don't get what's happening.
I think he put it in there on purpose in case there were parts of the interview that he didn't want to get aired or had like any issues with.
Well, Drake, that wouldn't really make sense because Drake, he controls everything. He controls where it's at. He controls what you're talking about. He controls where the cameras is at. As far as interviews, there's definitely evidence in history of him being like, hey, this is what's going to happen. This is what we're going to talk about. We're not going to talk about anything else. That's why kind of interviewing Drake is Drake interviewing Drake.
Mm.
Right.
So why do you think he did it?
You know what? First, what I have control is let's actually officially start the show. Let's start the damn show.
Yeah, let's do it, baby.
But I know the DJ.
Do you?
You gotta
90s baby, stand up.
You're coming back because I'm blowing in it. Pause. I take my craft serious.
Get the hell out of here. I don't owe you shit.
Welcome to episode 79 of But I Know the DJ, the original New England podcast discussing all things DJing, music, nightlife, business, and pop culture through the unfiltered opinions of host Snacks.
Give me Snacks, baby.
DJ's Fingers. And Cammy V.
DJ Cammy V.
Full crew back in it.
We back.
Yeah.
And, it was, you know, just diving right back in the whole Offset thing and the Bobby thing. OG Bobby Johnson.
OG?
Bobby. John. She should use that as her intro song. Fuck.
That would be fire. Hit her up.
But yeah, he's just been crazy in the mix.
Mm.
Bobby's crazy in the mix. I think she's going to fall off hard, though. I think people are getting over her.
Yeah, I already feel it.
It's like almost like a gimmick.
It's a gimmick that like, oh, you see it for the first time and you're like, oh, and then you're like, wait, this is actually like not a good way to like interview people.
You can't watch a lot of them. Yeah.
I mean, you heard of Funny Marco, right?
Yeah, yeah, he was on it. So he's the one who blew it up, pretty much.
So basically, he's been doing that kind of interviews for a while. So they're saying that she kind of took her style, and now they're going on fucking tour together.
Oh, they're
going on tour together now.
All the Ebony and Ivory.
Yeah. So.
But the thing is, he does it in a way that's actually fucking
It's funny. It's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. Like she's doing it as like an awkward white woman. Yeah. Where he's doing it as like, he's like, yo, he's just a dumbass black dude. And it's funny.
Yeah.
But he's the one who, I guess, connected her and Drake.
Drake, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's the one. Yeah, so he's the one who like blew it up for her low key.
Shit. I mean, who comes out? They claim she was a plant. Because who comes out the gate just doing mad fucking.
But A-list. I heard she comes from money though, so she already had some money to like start the foundation. And then that's the thing, like Funny Marco isn't A-list.
No, so he worked his way up.
She was getting people like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he, like I said, he opened the door for Drake, and Drake opened the door for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's a thing.
Yeah. So, but Offset, back to Offset. One of the big things. Yeah. So on the stream stuff, there was some TikToks and stuff that were like zeroing in on this one point where like he kept like talking to someone off camera, and it was like, and people were saying that like he was like whispering to like a woman. There were times where he would leave for like 10 minutes, come back, and people were like, oh, like what were you doing? Yep. Which is crazy, like why would you do that on record?
Live on stream,
it's just like, bro, like you can do this shit like not.
Well, think about it, it's kind of hard to censor yourself for 24 hours. Think about
not
it.
Really?
If you have a camera going, really. Yeah, listen. If you have a camera on, sun's gonna slip.
You ever stay at like your girl's family's house for a weekend?
Yeah,
yeah. You can censor yourself for a weekend,
it's
bro.
It's not. It's the fact that like he's like, oh yeah, like let's bring the girl here. Like that's not censoring. That's like being stupid.
I think it's all a publicity stunt just to get us talking about it. But
and furthermore, he got into some beef with Nicki Minaj's husband, which is this everlasting feud between Nicki and Cardi. For those who don't know, Nicki's married to a what do they call it? A registered sex offender.
That is true.
Because I guess years ago he was booked for attempted rape, and so like he's like a nobody.
Yeah.
Like he's some random like hood dude that she's married to, which I don't
know. She's probably doing from around the way.
But I just don't get it.
He like, did Nicki's, some time, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he did some time. And so I guess over during the VMAs, he was out looking for Offset. Like, he was waiting outside of his hotel to jump him. And Offset ended up not being there and, like, took a video on him on a private jet after, like, laughing at him. Like, there's all this beef. And while Offset seems a little bit more casual about it, Cardi has been on like some radio shows and interviews and stuff talking about like how like, no, this is serious. Like, we're going to try and like take it to court. And like, this isn't funny. Like, it's people think it's funny because we're celebrities, but it's like not cool if someone's actually trying to like jump the father to my child, like, which I get.
But the video didn't even seem like it was serious, though. Like,
they were pulled up at a hotel that they thought was his. Like,
they were all laughing in the street about it.
To give us some context, I guess, Nicki and Nicki's man was on live talking and with some other dude, and they think at the VMAs or whatever, they were live streaming, they think that they said something that pertains to Offset and Cardi. So Offset went in the DMs
to I think the guy, her husband's name is like Kenneth or something. Kenneth's like homie or security or something. Yeah. It wasn't like directly to either of them.
They went in the DMs.
So Offset was the initial instigator.
He was an instigator. That's why they went on. So a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
They think that he just went and you know,
pulled up on him.
You know what I'm saying? So that at that moment he was like, yo, what's up? Where you at? Like, you talking all this trash.
I saw this post that was someone talking about like, oh, like everyone's talking about like Cardi versus Nicki when that shouldn't even be, as far as like music.
I think it should be in comparison.
There's no comparison. And I saw this thing that was like, by the time Cardi came out, Nicki had already gone toe-to-toe with Kanye, Jay-Z, Rick Ross, Drake, like, and like held her own with them, where like Cardi really hasn't. And don't get me wrong, Cardi has only come out with quality. Cardi doesn't really have bad verses, bad features, doesn't really have bad songs.
But she's got one album.
I mean, you can't. All right, it's just it's this whole thing of what just like with as far as women in hip hop, it's just like you can't be friends. You got to pin each other. One's got to be number one. It's just what it is.
It's weird. Yeah,
and people got to kind of cut this shit out with Nicki talking about why she's always braggadocious about saying this is hip hop. Hip hop is about bragging about yourself, saying you're number one, saying you're the best. All the fucking guys do it, but y'all don't say nothing about them. But as soon as Nicki, like she debuted a track at the VMAs, which is fire.
Yep,
that song is ridiculous. I can't wait for Pink Tape, whatever.
Yeah, VMA was VMA was Nicki Central.
So they were like, yeah, she hosted. So they were like, oh, why are you still trying to solidify yourself? Why are you still trying to do that? Why are you still trying to do this? Michael Jackson was still going around saying he was number one. Drake still goes around saying he's number one. Like, oh, who's better than me? Like, cut that whole shit out. Like, Nicki, she's right. No one can fuck with Nicki when it comes to the bars. No one can fuck with Nicki when it comes to penmanship. So, you know, pinning Cardi against her is just because they're just the two at the top, or at the top of the time as far as females.
Was it always like that for female rappers?
Yes.
I feel like it was.
I mean, it goes back to a little Kim, Kim and Foxy Brown, like them two. Mm-hmm. Like, they started off being cool, but then, you know, they've been feuding for decades.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just like, mm-hmm. it hasn't really been
just how it is.
It's just like, you know, like I said, right now women are taking over as far as like the hip hop scene. There's more hits with women than there ever has been. I'm playing a lot more records with women than I ever have in hip hop.
Peak records.
So it's just like, you know, it's just more of I feel like a cat and mouse thing with the women, and people are just hone in on that. But I feel like the media plays a lot more into it. That made it more bigger than it is.
Yeah.
Aside from hip hop, I hope this doesn't turn into anything where it goes into violence. But as far as like I blame it on the fan bases, and I blame it on the media, because you got people like, you know, calling the cops on to Nicki Minaj's house, like she got swatted. And the people are saying that it was a Cardi fan that did it. You know what I'm saying? So like,
so wild.
That's
so
crazy.
Things like that. I feel like it's just like the Biggie Tupac shit. It's just like it escalated more than it was because of the people around it and the people putting that energy in there. And once you're sitting there with the spotlight on you, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to answer. You're supposed to, you know, come in and do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? But hopefully we'll see a day where there's peace. But I don't think it's coming anytime soon.
And speaking of relationships,
oh.
There's something that's so fucking weird. And I think we can be kind of a biased podcast in a lot of ways. We have like very similar musical interests.
Yeah.
You know, we can argue within each other, but for the most part, we kind of like, I think we all could be one side of the music world.
Yeah.
One would argue as a show, as a collective show. And I think one of the main things that we don't really fucking like Taylor Swift. I think we collectively just think she's kind of whack. Sorry for all the Swifties out there. I know there's a few. But what's been interesting to me is this whole involvement with T-Swift and the NFL, specifically with Travis Kelce. Have we heard about this? This new relationship?
How you
guys
got
to fill me the fuck in, because I've seen it, but like I kind of like been trying to ignore it because I don't really give a fuck.
I would love to hand it over to our on-the-field correspondent, Mr. Cammy V.
For all the white news... Cammy V.
DJ Cammy V.
Well, basically, there have been rumors. Come on, man. Why
you're doing great. You're doing great. No, we're laughing because you're doing great. This is perfect. No, you're good.
Did it.
Oh, my God.
With all your white news, let's swing it over to Cammy V.
Thanks a lot, Todd. And what we have here today. Oh, my God. Well, basically, leading up to this past Sunday, there were a lot of rumors that Taylor Swift was dating Travis Kelce, who's a very popular tight end on the Kansas City Chiefs. Probably one of the best tight ends in the game today.
Correct.
Hey, yo.
DJ Cammy V.
Somebody put the pause cam on Cammy V.
We can't even talk about sports anymore.
Saying he had the tightest end in the NFL was crazy.
Tight ends in the game. Dude, that's actually wild. That's crazy.
Yo, did you hear the one?
That was nuts.
That was worse.
Wet meat
is crazy.
Is nuts.
Our meat got wet, really wet.
That was crazy.
Give me snags, baby.
So no wet meat here on the field, but basically, there were a lot of rumors that they were dating, you know, and there was interviews with Travis's brother who went on a podcast and basically said, like, oh, yeah, you know, I don't know, but yeah, they're definitely talking, you know, maybe she's going to pull up to the game. And sounds like he took a shot at Taylor, was like, hey, yeah, you know, I've seen you rock Arrowhead Stadium. Why don't you come and see me rock Arrowhead Stadium?
Yeah, I've seen, yeah, I want to see your tight end.
So she pulls up to the game.
That long ass back.
And everybody, every fucking 2 seconds, they cut to Taylor Swift after every play, and she's sitting in a box with Travis's mom, who could literally be more unbothered by Taylor Swift. And Taylor's like, obviously, just like cheering, dancing, and shit. But
she got the Sims clap.
What?
Have you seen that? She claps like,
yeah, yeah, she's fucking crazy. What a. Yeah.
No, because Travis scored once, and she's just like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm like, yo, I should clap like a
You're
Sims,
crazy.
Bro.
You're crazy. But what a lot of like things are pointing to is like, was this like a planned launch for Taylor to get hooked in with the NFL? Because in our friend DJ Toomey sent this to us too.
Yep.
There's commercials during the game with like Taylor Swift theme commercials and shit like that. So is this
it's
could
too,
all?
It's too perfect.
It's uncanny.
Too, yeah, and he showed, or I don't know if it was you or him, that on the NFL official TikTok, the bio says, it's like the date in which it was written, it says Taylor was here.
No way.
On the NFL official TikTok. Yeah. Which to me, like, is the dead giveaway that this is a whole, like,
NFL. This is a stunt.
Just, it's just a stunt.
Better.
It's just
trying
a stunt.
To get
it's
ratings,
corny.
Bro.
Yeah.
I think it's just to get women. Because all over the weekend when the Kansas City Chiefs played, is all these female TikTokers watching the game to see any time they pan to
Taylor.
Taylor.
This is disgusting.
But I'll tell you what, if you're Travis Kelce, I don't know if you guys saw it, his jersey sales after Sunday went over 400%
increase. It works for everyone. Yeah, Travis is a media guy. He has the podcast.
Smart.
He's in touch with the people. They all benefit. Every party benefit from this. That's
win,
why
win,
I think
win.
It's a win-win-win for everybody.
Yeah.
And you know what's the dead giveaway? Travis likes black women. Come
That's
on,
true.
Man.
That is very true.
His last girl was black.
Yo, but yo, Taylor's out there looking kind of a little better lately. You didn't see at the VMAs dancing.
Acting like she knew what Amelia was.
Yo, she was overrated vodka. Vodka.
Bro, yeah. Travis don't want this.
I think.
Yo.
I think Taylor Swift is so corny, man. I just really. Really can't get around to
this. This is the clip. Hey, clip this. Just take that
part. I'm gonna go
and watch
viral.
The Swifties go crazy in the comments.
I just can't get behind it, bro. I really can't get behind.
Can't get behind.
It's
that
all.
Tight
it's
end.
Bro.
That's your people,
all,
bro.
It's all. Don't plug me. You guys are my people.
Yo, this white on white.
You
crime.
You guys are my people.
This white on white crime is crazy. I'm here for it. Will you go ahead?
I don't know, but I feel like every relationship with her turns into a song. Everything is done on purpose.
She's low-key been ran through by a lot of celebrities, bro.
She's going to be like, I caught your ball.
I'm in the bleachers. Yeah, she's going to re-release that song now, too.
I was
don't
waiting
care.
For you in the end zone. Oh, my God, I see it. You fumbled the ball.
I just can't get behind it. I don't know. How do you guys feel about this?
Oh, it's corny as fuck. But again, I see right through it.
Yeah, man. And it's obvious. Yeah. It's obvious, man.
Shout out DJ KMEV, our on-field correspondent.
You mean, stop the white-to-white crime, though, man.
Speaking of on the field, the segues are incredible. Someone get me a fucking Emmy.
On fire.
God. I fucking called it. I just want to let you guys know.
It. Drop the clip.
I fucking called it. Play the shit.
No way.
If it was to be an R&B artist, I think it should be Usher.
Oh, Usher would be amazing. Especially after his Vegas residency. That show is like amazing. Fuck, Usher would be so good.
He need...
As you can see, Fingers, as always, has the third eye.
Listen.
The evil eye.
Usher, like, you. But who else? Who else?
The Super Bowl has announced, or the NFL has announced, that the Super Bowl halftime headliner will be none other than Usher, I Got Herpes, Raymond.
Oh, no, come on. No. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
What?
Cut the music off. Don't do that
No,
shit.
No. Play Let It Burn. Whoa. Play Let It Burn.
Oh, you
Wait,
guys.
What did I say?
Why are you guys going to do this to Usher?
What did I do?
His moment, bro. What a motherfucker. Those are alleged claims.
What?
Those are alleged claims.
What are you mad at me for?
Oh, my God.
I'm not the one who.
You said Usher herpes Raymond, bro.
Am I wrong?
Let him have his moment.
Usher, baby.
Oh, my fucking God.
It's just, it's in the name. It's going to burn for me to say this, but it's coming from my heart, fingers. God.
Clearly, it's not coming from the heart, baby. But. Dude, all right, let him have his fucking moment. Those are alleged. No. Protect black men, all right? Protect all black men, man. Fuck that, man. BLM, bro. Hell no. The fuck? Let him have his fucking moment, all right? Even if it was true, all right? Cool. Even if it was true, all right? Dr. Sebi said you can cure it, all right? You got to take your vitamins.
Herpes is not curable. Well, there's only one thing that stays in Vegas.
Wow, why are you doing this to Usher right
what
now?
I didn't this do anything to him. Dude,
you're tying in so Usher. Funny. This is why is he doing this to Usher right now?
I'm happy.
Oh my God,
I'm happy. It's gonna be great.
How are you gonna say oh whoa right after saying he got herpes, man?
What are you talking about? There's always that one. So it's gonna be awesome, man. And last year we had Rihanna.
Yeah.
Now we have Usher,
dude.
I mean, gone were the times when we had, like, Tom Petty on the fucking wheelchair and shit.
Four songs.
Yeah, Jesus.
Dude, this.
What is he going to open up with? You go first. What is he going to open up with?
Oh, okay. Let me think about this.
Ooh, he got tracks.
Let me think about this. So, first of all, I think he's going to go all of his white stuff, all of his, you know, I think he's going to, he's like, what is he open with? It's going to be like a.
I got
Baby
it.
Tonight.
I was going to say that.
I don't think he'll. Open with that.
No.
It's definitely gonna play.
Dude, it's that's a great
I'm
one.
I'm thinking
to
like I'm thinking. Yeah, I was thinking of. Like, I think he's gonna do because you know how they always do like the Super Bowl epic version of
the medleys
like, No, he's gonna save that. No, that would be sick. But I'm thinking of without you. I'm thinking of like a without you. Like, I can't run, I won't run.
That's more of an ending song.
It's just gonna be that part, and then it's gonna go, dude, and it's gonna jump into the other stuff. I think it's gonna open with like a beast, not a B-side, but like one of his like seventh, eighth best records, just to like get it going, and then it's gonna be boom. From there, it's gonna be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 13 minutes,
right?
Something like that, probably.
13 minutes.
I think, especially too after this his Vegas residency. This right here. Could be like a top Super Bowl halftime performance we'll ever see.
Yeah.
I'm putting that expectation on
Usher,
now.
Man. I mean, his Vegas shows have been amazing. And the thing about that is like when you're doing so much shows back to back, your engine is oiled up. So he's ready to go. He's not, you know, pause. He's not stiff.
What'd you say?
I said pause.
Oh, okay.
I said he's not stiff. Like he's
Word? What?
I said pause. He's not stiff.
That's crazy.
Oh, dude.
All right. I'm just saying, like, you know he's going to go up there and do his fucking thing now.
He could open with this, right?
Is he bringing Justin Bieber on stage?
This is out of key, by the way.
Yeah, it's not.
This was a YouTube rip for sure.
100%.
Is he bringing...
I probably got this in like...
Is he bringing Justin Bieber on stage?
Oh.
I think that would be whack.
I don't think he needs to. I don't think he should. I don't think he needs to bring anybody. I would be way more impressed... If he rocked the entire set by himself and just kind of how like my point with Rihanna, how she did her whole set by herself and was like, this is my fucking catalog.
Yeah, he doesn't need no one.
He could do it easily and perform at, obviously like Rihanna was pregnant, but he could perform at such a high level to everything like dancing, the choreography.
Yeah.
But I think he could hit those notes still.
But I think there's a reason why they're saying headliner.
No. They say that for all of them.
Do they?
Absolutely.
Why don't they just say the halftime show is Usher?
Is that what they're saying?
They're saying they announced that the headliner is Usher.
They probably do the same thing with Rihanna. I would look it up, but...
That is kind of weird.
You see what I'm saying?
Weird.
I think there's a reason that they would have just been like, the halftime show is Usher.
So who would he do with?
It could... I mean, that's the thing. Like, remember when J-Lo had, like, J Balvin and Bad Bunny? I don't know. It could be anybody.
It's going to be Lil Jon and Luda, I bet.
He's bringing back Michael
Jackson.
That
would be fucking crazy.
He's bringing back Michael Jackson.
All right.
Michael Jackson didn't really die. He's bringing him back.
imagine, though, if Lil Jon and Luda came in and then they, like, each of them did like one song each after. That'd be kind of fire.
I think they'll definitely do. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, 100%. But
okay. Okay. Let's do 10 songs that we collectively are like, these are happening.
Okay. Oh my God.
Yep.
No order. Oh my God.
Yep. DJ got us falling in love.
What's the other? Without you.
Without you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to call.
Yep.
Oh my God.
See, with the R&B stuff, this is My Boo, I think, definitely gets in there.
You think My Boo makes it?
Absolutely. It also had like a second wind because of like social media.
Would he do Nice and Slow?
No.
I think you guys don't think My Boo.
Seven o'clock. Real quick.
Because he might need to break it. He might need he might have to go down there. But if he's there, he might as well do You Got It Bad and
You Got It Bad.
That's what I'm saying. How black is he going to get?
I think he will.
I think he will because the Super Bowl is the halftime show is run by Roc Nation now. It's run by Roc Nation. Is they teamed up with the NFL, so he was on.
I think all three of
those. He was on Apple Radio, and he said that Jay-Z gave him the call. Jay-Z hit him up. He's like, "Yo, are you ready to do this?"
Off of the resident, he already has the live medleys, live versions.
So he's already.
I think he does
there.
Good kisser.
Do you think you remind me?
So imagine if he brings out Chris Brown for New Flame.
Oh. I was gonna say New Flame might be a record that they just like.
Oh my! New Flame. New Flame for sure.
Oh shit! Is there any other?
You make me wanna.
I think he ends with Climax.
Oh yeah.
Ending with Climax would be fire,
dude. Bro, this is gonna be insane.
We're missing songs.
You Make Me Wanna.
Lovers and Friends.
I don't think he does. I don't think Superstar. He does that though.
Superstar.
Ooh. Wow.
I don't think he'll do it, but this is such a fucking record. Oh my God. New Flame.
Definitely.
New Flame would be we go do this thing a little bit.
Imagine Chris Brown comes out, dude. That shit would be epic. A lot of people would hate it.
A lot of people would hate it. I don't know if Super Bowl
Confessions Part 2.
He has to do Confessions.
These are my confessions. You remind me of a girl. That
I don't know if he'll do it.
I think so.
Then just look, he it's might not be do
all
songs.
It's gotta be like all these. Yeah, little, he might not do
the full songs. The medley. But he might just do like the with the silhouette and him doing the fucking Usher when he flips on his when he does a shit. Yeah, yo,
he's not gonna do.
Hell man! Oh yeah, that's the white boy shit. Right there. Yeah, my dude.
Is this white boy shit?
Yeah,
this is bad bitch shit, bro.
I know, but white people shit. Hey, white people love guitars. You throw any
acoustic,
you throw a guitar or anything, white people will fuck with that shit.
Yo, he's not gonna do a.
Oh man,
this is black as fuck.
This is my one of my all time favorite Usher features ever. Oh man! Oh my god!
Oh, time out. And to boot, he's dropping an album the day of the Super Bowl.
Is he?
You guys didn't see that?
No.
I know he was working on an album for a long fucking time.
It's coming out the day of the Super Bowl.
That's insane.
I'm going to cry.
I wonder, do you think there's anything on that album that will be in the Super Bowl? Do you think he's making a song for the Super Bowl? That, like,
he's probably
stadium song, stadium in mind. Dude, if he brings back, like, that DJ Got Us Falling in Love vibe, like, one record off his new album for that, I'll be so happy.
I heard he was working with JD for this album. He's bringing back that vibes.
I love this record. This is a great song.
This is like when I first started doing the bars and stuff. This was in the rotation.
Usher, I know with R&B is not in the same place where it used to be, but that new song he dropped, that good song, that's reminiscent of Confessions type of material.
The more I've listened to it, the more I've liked
Listen to the words, bro. It's so on point, bro. You know what I'm saying? That song, like, I hope R&B really comes back. Well, shout out to Diddy when he dropped the R&B album. That album is amazing.
I heard it's incredible. Yeah, I haven't heard the whole thing.
What do we have for the 10 songs?
I mean, we kind of just been like screaming out songs.
I have
OMG, DJ Got Us Falling in Love, Without You, Yeah, You Don't Have to Call, Good Kisser, Climax, Confessions.
I would take Good Kisser out of there.
I think he does Good Kisser.
I don't think so.
Mark my words.
I think My Boo would be in there.
My Boo's in there.
I think Confessions Part 2.
Confessions?
Oh, sorry.
Let It Burn.
Let It Burn for sure.
Burn is climax. Burn is a like bring down the house.
Yeah.
Climax.
That might be second or last.
Sorry, dude.
Burn into climax would be fuck. I think climax has to be the way. That's how I would end it.
And he know he's gonna be singing live.
Oh, he's gonna be singing the fuck out of that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
So, caught up.
Oh shit.
Caught up. Caught up some.
Caught up. Oh, dude, oh. The marching band, dude. There's gonna be my.
Oh, it's how he's coming out. It's how he's coming out.
Oh, the marching band.
That's how he's coming
yo.
Out. The kind of brother.
Yo, call us. You don't have to call, but call us. And call and us. We'll tell you what to do.
He's doing it. He's doing it. He's doing it.
Oh, speaking of just really good. Oh, speaking of just really. He's not going to do this. No way he does this. I need to go to that show, man. I need to go to that Vegas show.
I know he probably won't do it, but the you know the track he came out with Nicki Minaj? The came to Give It To You? You ever heard of that song? Came to Give It. It's really groovy. It's kind of up-tempo. It's like. I think that would be a dope track to
oh,
do.
You know what's definitely playing? I forgot all about this record. I love
This Club.
Oh, shit! That didn't get love in this club.
Dude, playing this, too.
Bro, this is insane.
He'll probably use that.
So that's more by Usher. Oh, Love in This Club is definitely happening.
You really want more? Dude, damn.
Oh,
bro.
Shit. We at the fire. Damn,
we have 11. We got to take one out.
I think Good Kisser isn't making it.
Good Kisser been out.
Oh,
my God. DJ got us falling in love without you.
Well, he did drop that. He's a part of that new song, Dientes, with J Balvin. And,
I don't know. I don't really like
I don't
it.
See it.
And DJ Khaled.
Oh, he'll probably have to do it just because it's the new record.
And I don't see it.
It's up tempo. So.
But, man, we... Dude. It's on the record. Mark our words. We'll see you at the Super Bowl in February. It's going to be sick. It's going to be a party. I mean, again, last year Rihanna was a party. This one's going to be a hell of a party. Again, he's had the residency. He knows what to do. The performance is probably already done. They just got to make it shorter, you know. It's going to be amazing. So, thank you so much for listening to another episode by Another DJ. This what?
Sorry. The Super Bowl is in Vegas this year, by the way. Just throwing it out there. Go on. Just play us out.
I try and do an outro.
Just play us out. Had to be said. Had to be said.
Oh, shit.
Thanks and a so song much. With Usher to play us out.
Usher.
Oh, God.
Don't listen to them. We don't care if you're burning or not. You're our guy. I'm just lost in this song right now. This is a great song.
It's just the instrumental. I thought you were going to go off.
Oh, it was instrumental? I thought it was... I can't
I got stuff. I got the stems. Oh, you know.
I be DJing.
Give me snacks, baby.
I thought you were going to go on this whole monologue.
Oh, no. I was waiting for him to come in with the lyrics, and I was on this... And then right here, you already know we can't do it without you. You know what I'm saying? You fucked me up. Usher! Yo! Super Bowl. Taylor Swift's coming out. I call it.
Boo.
All right. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time.